Describe an occasion when you travelled and your vehicle broke down. Today, I would like to tell you about my ride last weekend when my bike broke down halfway back home. It was a bright and sunny day that I decided to take my 3-year-old bike out for a ride to enjoy the sights of the city. Unlike other scorching hot days, it was one of those rare summer days when the temperature was about 26 degrees Celsius, which was perfect for a nice ride around the city. I was fairly confident that my bike would take me home safely, as it still looked rather new and had been running flawlessly. Following some of my favourite roads, I made my way to Tonduk Tang Street, enjoying the views of Saigon River and Bac Dang Wharf along the bank. The ride went well and smoothly until I set out to return home. While riding along, I noticed that the chain of my bike suddenly fell off. I panicked for a while before deciding to pull over in a park nearby. At that time, I was so sweaty as the temperature began to rise. Luckily enough, I came across a bike repair shop on the pavement just after 10 minutes of walking. The repair was quick, so I did not have to wait for so long under the harsh sun. It was a bit disappointing that the trip turned out to be a weary one, not as perfect as I expected. Another reason which let me down was that my lovely bike broke down after only 3 years. I guess it needs to be maintained more frequently from now on. That's all I want to say. Thanks for listening. 1. Do you think public transport in your country is more suitable for the elderly or youngsters? I think it is convenient for both groups of ages. For senior residents, most of them are not able to control a vehicle themselves anymore. Therefore, using public transport, such as buses or trains, is one of their top choices. Besides, young commuters, whose houses are far away from their workplace, can save a huge amount of travel costs when using public transport to travel to work every day. 2. What kind of public transport does your country have? The most common type of public transport that can be seen in big cities of Vietnam is obviously buses. Needless to say, they are super convenient, especially for university students, because travelling by this means of transport helps them to save money. As far as I know, Ho Chi Minh City is now in progress of constructing the first metro line, with the cooperation of Japanese investors. I hope this metro system will be operational soon. 3. Are there any problems with the public transport system in your city? Surely there are several. Based on what I've noticed recently, one of the problems is that buses are too old, that they release a huge amount of exhaust fumes into the air, which does great harm to the environment. That's why the authorities should consider upgrading the bus system, or replacing old ones.